healthy life.
Shake, rattle, and roll. Here we go again. Big week in Washington and elsewhere in your backyards. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Oh, boy, it's all about healthcare. Finally, the showdown, the Supreme Court ruling. But no matter how the court rules on the challenge to Obamacare, certainly there will be a lot of attention on what they're going to do on the Hill. What side of this game are you on? Do you hope they scrap the whole thing? Do you hope they extract a few parts of the Affordable Health Care Act, like the individual mandate? What are you looking for here? Because trust me, this is a common denominator. It affects every single one of us. And whether you were the person that would be holding up the sign that says Obamacare is un-American, or if you're the other side of that and you say health care for everyone is essential, you must have an opinion on this. And you can weigh in, because we're going to be polling it all week and tracking it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. So that's how we're going to start off to bring the week around. Certainly there are a lot of things that are going on besides the Supreme Court ruling, like Tropical Storm Debby, which is spawning a bunch of tornadoes. It has strengthened Florida, just slammed with, in the central part of Florida, has just been slammed by Tropical Storm Debby. And they say at one point it looked like this crusher was going to just go full blown. And still, you've got a drenched coast, and it's not done yet. You know, we're talking about incredible wind speeds, and that's the thing. So the tropical storm, which looked awful when I woke up, I checked out the weather map because I've got family all over Florida, especially in Tampa, St. Pete, outside of Orlando, on the other side, on the other coast, too, as well. And they're saying that there were some homes that were ripped up kind of near Miami. There's a woman that was found dead in her house in Venice. And then, you know, you had rough going between Port St. Lucie and Sarasota. And you had a couple of people that were in the hospital for being smashed around in their houses, for the lack of a better way to describe it. And when you're talking about 60, 70, 80 mile an hour winds, Debbie's Eye, 115 miles southeast of the central part of Florida, and about 195 miles east-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana. And now that's kind of shifted just a little bit, but it's made a huge impact, flooding, lots of damage to a lot of different homes. And this is the storm that was churning, but not really having a lot of motion in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday night. So this is the deal. As much as there are things you can predict about tropical storms and is it going to develop into a hurricane and all that stuff, they still don't know where it's going to end up. So will there be any movement over the next couple of days? It's pretty uncertain. At this point, they're saying there's the possibility in the next 2 days, maybe it'll get a little bit stronger, but it's very scary whenever there's those offshoot tornadoes, and that seemed to be the thing that concerned the National Weather Service the most. So they just threw out a whole bunch of tornado warnings and saying that there was a likelihood that a twister would pop up here or there in western Florida, and they're saying that this is right now while we're on the air, this is what's going on there, and can you imagine what that's like for the people who are waiting to see what's going to happen with Tropical Storm Debby, and whether they're going to get hit in a place that I spent some time, Madeira Beach. That's about 10 miles east of St. Petersburg. Spent about a week there. Beautiful area, but wide open. You want to talk about a track of land where you can come in on both sides. That's pretty much it. Reddington Beach, same thing. Winds 40, 50, 60 miles an hour and rain all over the place. So you got fire and rescue people all over Clearwater, mandatory evacuation orders for Alligator Point and St. George Island and so on and so forth, worried about the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, if you've ever been down that on 275. It's incredible. It connects St. Petersburg and Bradenton, Florida. It's a beautiful bridge, but they're concerned because of where it sits on the water. Are you kidding me? That could easily smash cars right off the side of it if it were to hit and hit right by there, and apparently it's pretty close. So it's made landfall. Possibly on Thursday, they're talking about the Florida Panhandle. We'll keep tracking it, obviously. As I always say here on the show, if you've never listened to America Tonight, it wouldn't be a week on the air if we didn't have some force of Mother Nature bearing down on somebody somewhere in the States. And Debbie is the thing of big concern. Besides the wildfires in Colorado, man, this situation is awful. I was talking to a firefighter over the weekend, and they're calling everyone and anyone, all the warm bodies, fresh bodies that they can get on some of these fire lines. It's that awful. And if you've ever been to Colorado and you know Colorado, New Mexico, some of those beautiful forests there, boy, they are getting ripped to shreds. And that's the problem because of the wind, same thing, because of the wind, because of the dry conditions. It is ripe to just rip through. And so you had some of the most popular tourist destinations that were demolished near the Rocky Mountain National Park, hotels emptied out, campgrounds, because you can't have people on Pikes Peak at the base of it if you have this fire that's coming anywhere near. So they had to really just get all the people out they could. 12,000 people that live in the area, all the tourists were out. There's a great place called Estes Park, and it's beautiful. You know, everywhere you look around there, it's just absolutely stunning. And they had to get everybody out of there. Lots of people coming into the parks because this is heavy, heavy time for vacations, getting ready for the 4th of July. So Colorado's midway through its worst wildfire season in a decade. So some of the favorite sites, just in case you were thinking of going to the Rocky Mountains and getting that Rocky Mountain high, forget it, because lots of it has been closed down. And, you know, even a park ranger describes it as, we're used to floods, we're used to some problems here and there, but we're definitely not used to this kind of fire. We're not used to this kind of situation where it's just ripping up some of our more popular areas. When you see that smoke that's so thick, and imagine if you're setting up camp somewhere. Of course, they can't have that, and it's the same thing. Not knowing, with the helicopters dropping, with all the firefighters, not knowing when for sure they're going to get all of that spark out. And with so many people volunteering, the fire guys that are there, I mean, they're doing everything they can to just pass out food and drinks and, you know, whatever they can to help these guys who are getting very little sleep. All right, coming up on the flip side, let's rattle some cages. We're going to do that. And remember, you're invited to weigh in on healthcare. This is it. The decision, I'm certain, has been made, but it's a question of getting the decision, the Supremes, to hand that down. It should happen on Thursday. What do you think, one, the outcome's going to be? What would you like to see the outcome be? 855-266-KATE. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1570.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1601.27, 805.14 for a half ounce, or 402.57 for a quarter ounce. That's 1601.27, 805.14, and 402.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This week we're going to have another conversation with my pal Don Wiskin. He's the man behind Extendivite. I think you all know his story by now. If you don't, I'm serious. You have to read this. His brother dies of a heart attack. His father dies after bypass surgery. He gets dropped off at the hospital, and he's in the same boat. He's taking heart medications, feels lousy, and decides there has to be a better way. So develops, he has a roofing company, right? He develops Extendivite, all natural stuff. Key ingredients in this is garlic and cayenne. And I started taking it, and I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. The reason I bring up Extendivite is because I cannot believe the things that have happened to me that I wasn't aware of. One of the key things is the fact that I didn't, know my cholesterol numbers. I know everybody gets them checked. I never thought about it because very healthy, didn't figure there was any problem. They were high enough that I was getting charged a little bit more for life insurance. So once those numbers got down lower in a much safer range and they dropped like over 20 points, the good, you know, there's the good cholesterol numbers, the bad cholesterol numbers, then my policy, along with the blood pressure, my policy went down, I think I said by $100, but it was great that I was able to do that and could go even a little bit lower, which is tremendous, along with better for my health. Because like the Delaney men who had their chest cracked open and didn't make it, I don't want to end up with a heart attack. And I saw over the weekend that Alex Trebek had a mild heart attack. Isn't it scary how many people are having problems with their heart? I mean, some of this has to do with eating and exercise and, you think, hereditary things. I think a lot of it is just what Don's theory is, and now it's starting to become what I think, after I started to read up a lot on this, is what's happened to, of course, the chemicals that are in the foods and stuff and all the processed stuff that we eat. And years and years and years of that go in, and it doesn't matter man or woman, just as many women are getting in trouble with this too and having heart attacks. For a while, people didn't even realize that this was the number one killer of women. So how about that? You got cancer, you got all these other diseases, but heart victims, you know, heart attacks, number one killer for women. So Trebek, anyway, the man behind Jeopardy, had this mild heart attack on Saturday. They think he should make a full recovery, and they think he'll be back to the game show next month. You know, he's 71 years old. He's at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. He's still there. They say he's in good spirits. They're just testing him at this point. He's, under that observation thing, but they think he'll be able to recover from it. So even Alex Trebek, he looks pretty healthy to me, and he doesn't really look like he's 71. I don't know. He has that attitude, though, doesn't he? He does have an attitude, but I still like Jeopardy. I still like Jeopardy. All right, I was talking about, of course, health care front and center. I mean, pretty much this is it. In Washington, there's two big things. One, the contempt vote on Eric Holder, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman, Daryl Issa. He's just not going to let go of this thing. He's more than a dog with a bone at this point. ICE is going to try to nail Holder to the wall for this and for not turning over all the documents. And clearly, he believes there's a cover-up, and so do others, including the family of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent who was killed in December of 2010 by one of the guns from that sting operation that was supposed to lead to the arrest of the people that were delivering the guns and the end game and all that, but that didn't happen. Of course, it was a messed up operation from the beginning, and this isn't going away at all. So this will happen this week, the contempt vote. We'll see what Congress decides to do here, and then ultimately if Holder hangs around, which I think he will. I think he's going to hang around because who knows what happens in November. And I heard that he wanted to resign before and the president wanted to accept his resignation. So that's one thing. But more than Holder, there is no question, and I hope they nail him, but more than Holder, the showdown for health care, I mean, this is it. This is it, folks. Because whatever happens here has rippling effects for every single one of us. Are you getting health insurance through a small company? Are you trying to find health care for your family? Are you worried that you're going to be forced to get health care when you frankly don't want to pony up for it because, hey, things are tight, so you're going to roll the dice? I was surprised. This is what I did. Here's an experiment. If you think, you look around and you think, well, I think everyone I know has health insurance through work, right? Doesn't everyone have health insurance? I found out that among my friends and family, I found 5 people who didn't have health care. 5. And there were various reasons. One, out of work, looking, couldn't afford it. One thought they had coverage and they didn't. One couldn't afford it. Same thing, kind of in between, in a pinch. Another one, company didn't offer it, but was offering money to go find their own, sort of ahead of the game. So a new Reuters poll comes out. 73% of independents oppose Obamacare. How about that? Even though they support most of the provisions, if we were to get specific about it, get our hands in the dirt here with this Supreme Court ruling in a couple of days on whether this law should stand or not, 56% of the people are against it, against the overhaul. 44 favor it. This is an online poll that was done Tuesday through Saturday of this past weekend. The survey also suggests that Republicans are convincing voters to reject Obama's reform, even if they like most of what's in it, like allowing kids to stay on their parents' insurance until 26. See, and that's what I would say. I'd say parents' insurance until 26, that's great. Why not? They're paying for it. The other thing would be the pre-existing conditions, because that's gotten so ridiculous. the individual mandate is problematic. 61% of us are against the mandate. And the problem is, you know, not even strictly on constitutional, unconstitutional, although it seems without a doubt, if you looked at the letter of the law, unconstitutional, because forcing people to get it, forcing, demanding people get health care and then saying, oh, by the way, we're going to fine you. So if you don't have health care, we're going to fine you. We're going to, it's going to cost you maybe $2,000 in an IRS fine, which seems sort of ridiculous, doesn't it? It seems very ridiculous, in fact. So this rule will come down. This is from 2010 when health care kicked in. It's the president's signature domestic policy achievement, he would say. And we'll see. I mean, maybe I heard it was going to come out on the 28th, but, you know, just maybe they'll push it for Monday. Maybe it comes in on Monday. So the question becomes all or nothing or pieces of it. I mean, you really have three choices that you want to see happen here. Hold up pieces of it, or are you all or nothing on Obamacare? Two ways, well, actually three ways you can get to us. You can right now dial these digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, and we'll do this as long as this is waiting in the balance. Or shoot me an email, because we always check our mailbag, americatonight.net. Go to the website and click on contact right there. Boom, you'll see. That's how you can contact us and let me know all or nothing or pieces of it stand up. Or get press 4. You can enter the contest anyway. You're not going to get jiggered up with a bunch of spam. It's just strictly a way to keep in touch with the show. So if you get press 4, you can say press 4 poll. Boom. When they ask you for the keyword, America Tonight, poll. And then you can weigh in that way. Plus, you can sign in for the contest, too. It's like a no-brainer. People are always sending me contests, which is, I think, is pretty funny. Someone just sent me something about Vogue wants to send you to Paris. I'm like, what? I see the little line where they sucker you in. And it's, no, it's not about that. It's about getting the magazine and getting all kinds of emails from them. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you're entered with 2 trillion other people, and maybe we'll draw your name for that. Well, it's not like that with our contest, because somebody's going to win the brand-new iPhone coming out. That's super cool. Or if you don't want the iPhone, you already have a better phone, you don't like that phone, whatever, you're in a contract, guess what? You'll get you'll get $200. $200. Sweet. So here's the deal. Health care expenditures in the U.S., what are they? Do you know that number? I'm going to tell you next. If you don't, you might be shocked. Stay with us.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
And you just want to hibernate underneath the covers. But we all have cell phones, so you can jam on your cell phone to weigh in on healthcare. Maybe one of your last chances, because the Supremes may throw us a curveball, even though everyone in the know keeps saying, oh, the 28th, Thursday. Who says it's going to be Thursday? They could hand down the decision, the majority decision, on Monday. So it seems as though, by all the polling, independents, Democrats who will speak against what they don't like in healthcare, and others, a lot of people aren't liking healthcare because it's not what they expected. The reform isn't what they expected. Now, somebody did tell me, who a good buddy of mine who's flaming on fire liberal, that, hey, He said there were things he didn't like about healthcare, but he said at least the guy did something. He pushed something through, and I think that was the idea. Kick the door wide open and, you know, hold everyone hostage if you have to, just to make this thing happen. But I would disagree, because there was too much in it, there was too much crap in it, and it was just bogged down in nonsense. So that's not a way to kick open the door. Health expenditures in the U.S., $2.6 trillion in 2010. We know it's higher than that, over 10 times the $256 billion spent in 1980. Now, these are statistics that I'm sure you could find out there. Those statistics are from the Kaiser Family Foundation. A good chunk of the opposition to Obamacare is because we want more reform, not less of it. Better reform, maybe, is the way to put it. And, you know, here's the thing. One-third of Republicans and independents who disagree with the law oppose it, back to the Reuters poll, because it doesn't go far enough to fix health care. 71% of Republicans kick it out the door. 29% feels it doesn't go far enough. And independents divided, 67% to 33%. I could give you these numbers, blast these numbers at you all night long. The bottom line is there are a lot of people who feel like the government is being too intrusive into a private industry and into our lives. I think it's more about where the focus is. I think it's more about that. Because of the fact that people are seeing their premiums go up, in because the insurance companies are anticipating this, because doctors are not liking what's happening. And so ultimately, who does it get passed on to? And that's the thing. I think what people want is they want, and maybe I'm wrong, are you willing to pay more for great health care? How much are you willing to pay? It's like taxes. Do you want to pay taxes? You want the roads and the firemen and the schools and the, you know, XYZ. How much of it do you want? How much is over taxation? You know, like there's, okay, paying your fair share. That's why, and this is a whole different sidebar thing we could talk about, but that's why I'm for a fair or a flat tax, because then this way, no matter what happens with your income, it's fair. It's fair. That's the idea of the word fair. Let's make it fair across the board. And I think that's what's happened in this country. We feel like we're in this massive struggle. It's not good to struggle. Life should not be a struggle. My goodness, anything can happen to us any day, right? We all know that, because none of us know the ending to our narratives. We're driving along, poof! Tropical Storm Debbie could smash us in the face. I mean, we don't know. We're driving down the road, and some of us are optimistic and have hope, and some of us are pessimistic, but regardless, we have our foot on the pedal, and we're going forward. So I think people genuinely are willing to pay their fair share, but not to feel like it's constantly a struggle that you're fighting, and that you're fighting the government, you're fighting red tape, and you're fighting, why are we fighting this? It shouldn't be this way. Shouldn't it be about the best health care we can possibly get at the most affordable rate, not seeing the premiums jacked up, not seeing small companies be held hostage because they really have nowhere to go with it? Because what are they going to do? Where are they going to go without free enterprise? I mean, free enterprise is the thing that works so well in this country, or has, and still. That's why how we've been able to thrive and survive. So if you kept a couple things, like kids up to 26, yeah, sure, why not? Why can't they be put on policies? The parents are paying for it anyway. And then the same thing with, like, pre-existing conditions, that's a big one, because have money, don't have money, somewhere in between, anybody can get really messed up by the pre-existing conditions. And I know there is a better way to do this. And see, here's the other thing. When you're totally healthy, if you feel invincible, you don't think about it until you have something happen to you, get that proverbial curveball, and then all of a sudden, you're in that same pot with everybody else. We're trying to figure out what are you going to do? And we got to stop playing Russian roulette because there's no reason to do that. There are some easy fixes that can happen here. And this is not what happened overall. And the problem also was how it was pushed on everybody. Remember the town hall meetings? Maybe some of you went to the town hall meetings, which, by the way, I say this all the time. If you're listening to me with one eye open, if you're laying there hearing me give you all these statistics, here's one you can take to the bank. It's the truth. If a congressman or woman or senator has enough people call them and complain about whatever it is, if they get at least the mark where they start to pay attention is 25 phone calls. If they get 25 phone calls and emails and all this other stuff, then they're paying attention to whatever it is that their constituents are complaining about, because that's their line of, okay, this is affecting the people who I represent enough that if I don't do something, if I'm trying to play for another couple of years here, I've got to be a person that they can count on in Washington. So I gotta step up to bat, and I gotta pay attention to whatever it is. So if enough people were banging down the door on healthcare, and they were, that's why all these town hall meetings, that's why Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, that's why she had to have town hall meetings. If you remember, there are others that were casualties as a result of that, because they'd go to these town hall meetings and seem lost in the sauce. They didn't know what they were talking about because they didn't know everything that was contained with healthcare. One of those people was Arlen Specter. You know, first he's in one party, then he's in the other party. Is he going to switch back? And I want to try to get reelected, so I'm not this Republican guy anymore. But he held a couple, I think two, town hall meetings and just was blown away at when the people came up and asked questions, because he was searching for answers that he didn't know. And people were angry. People were so, so angry. And why would people be angry when you're trying to, if you're trying to get some kind of health care, some kind of so-called health care reform? The reason is because they were seeing this wasn't a reform. This wasn't a reform. So the Supremes have the ultimate say here. Will they hammer Obamacare, or does it hold up? Will people be surprised? And ultimately, what will the reaction be of so many of you listening to America Tonight and all the other talk shows and wherever? You're in the belly of the beast, wherever your backyard is. This is it. This is what people are definitely talking about, because this is something, as I keep saying over and over again, we can't deny that it affects every single one of us. Every single one of us. If you take out your policy and you look at the fine print, what does it cover? What doesn't it cover? Maybe you have great health care coverage. Some people have great health care coverage. And then those people don't want to see it get hijacked either. They don't want to see it go away. And this is a big problem, this whole business argument. Killing businesses. Businesses can't offer it. Don't want to hire people. They're caught in the middle of the game. Some people say that the businesses shouldn't have been in the business of healthcare anyway. But this is something everyone's used to. This is like one of those benefits. You know, you come into a company and say, oh, we have great benefits. What are your benefits? It's always, well, we have this healthcare coverage. Oh, plus you get dental. You get to have your teeth cleaned once or twice a year or whatever it is. And so this is an expected thing. But maybe the expectations will change. Something's going to change. Something's going to give between Monday and Thursday, because that's when ultimately the decision will be handed down. Even Money says pretty much it should be on Thursday, because that's when everybody will leave. That's when the robes come off and it's vacation time. But just maybe we're surprised and we get a decision on Monday. So what say you, America? We're checking the mailbag next. A lot of you weighed in over the weekend on health care. We're going to check that. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Give us a call.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Snail mail here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And right now we're going to skedaddle down to the mailroom and check it.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. You know how I love for a man to call me a mistress. Can I hear it one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, I was always crappy at Simon Says. When I was a kid, I was brutal at that game. But I love to do the Simon Says thing as long as I get the response back. All right, so let's head to the mailbag. A great weekend for email. Boy, this is an active, you know, of all the places that I've done shows, whether it was New York, WFAN, huge sports station, or The Ticket in Dallas, this is the most active group of people as far as the email is concerned. Woohoo! Bravo to all of you. That means you're thinking about what you want to say, and then you end up shooting me an email. All right, this one comes to us from Tank. Some people have made fun of Tank's nickname, but I actually like that nickname. Tank says this. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've heard you talk about health care for 3 years. This is it now. The Supreme Court with the final say. I think the individual mandate goes down, down, down. What do you say? Yeah, I think that the individual mandate is a goner. I don't think that it's going to stay. In fact, if I were to pick out the most likely scenario, and I'm not a fly on the wall with the Supremes, I have good sources and people that have had many cases in front of them, and we've talked to, here on the show, we've talked to lots of constitutional lawyer types both ways. And, you know, there's definitely politics here because the judgments are clouded based on the ideologies. But I think the individual mandate goes and maybe the rest of the law stays. I think so. And for some people, or some people say this would be a terrible thing to happen because for insurance companies, then there would be a massive scramble for the Obama folks and for the supporters of the law to prove that it could still work. And unless Congress did something, insurers would have to accept all customers starting in 2014, even those who are already sick, without having any kind of surcharges or extra tax, if you want to call it that, for pre-existing medical conditions. So that would mean, that would also mean that people wouldn't be required to carry health coverage, and people in the insurance business say that would lead to chaos in the marketplace because people would wait until they were sick to sign up for policies because there would be confusion in the law. Politically, it would be interesting because what would this do for the election with just, what, 4 months, a little more than 4 months? So a core piece of the law was going to be found unconstitutional. So what would happen? The Republicans would push to repeal the remainder of that law, and then Democrats would probably try to figure out ways to substitute for that mandate. So really, Congress is going to be burning the midnight oil no matter what, because there's going to be things that are going to happen in the wake of what the Supremes decide. No question. All right, Tank wasn't the only one with this on his mind. This comes to us from Jack, who listens to us in Austin, KJCE. Hello, America, tonight, every day, when I get up, drink my coffee, get ready to go to work right before I take my jog, actually. I listen to you on the show. You've been talking a lot about healthcare and small businesses and what it means for businesses. It's interesting. I agree with you on the small business thing. I didn't think I would. I have to tell you, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I like some of what you say and some of the rest of it. I don't agree with you. I have to say, the thing about small businesses is true, and I realized it when I left the corporate world and went to work for a said small business. I'm compensated pretty well, but healthcare has been erratic and chaotic for my company due to a couple of different factors, including someone who has severe medical problems. It seems as though every year we are searching for better insurance, and it is not affordable for the company, which makes it very confusing for everyone. So far, we've been able to weather the said storm. So this will definitely affect us. I agree with you. It is about free enterprise. I think that would make a difference without a doubt. Yeah, I do too. I mean, I see it work in other scenarios, and I think the problem is if, you know, when you talk about healthcare and you look at, it's just like the thing with, there's something about Congress going back and forth with healthcare when they have great coverage. So how about if this coverage that they're foisting on everyone else, then they can just have the same coverage. Then if everybody has the same coverage, then they can see how they like it. They can see if they like the same coverage. But the problem is in a company, and I worked for a company like that where there was probably like 100 and I want to say there was maybe 150 people all together, and there was somebody who was chronically ill and was hospitalized for all kinds of things, including heart attack and everything else. And there was somebody else who had something happen to them, and it did become that chaotic crisis thing where they just were shopping around for insurance all the time. So you're trying to figure out policies because you would get the offer the coverage, and there'd be a meeting, and they'd have somebody come in, and they'd talk about what the coverage is. Oh, the coverage is great. Remember the PPO and the HPO and the blah, 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 blah? It was like alphabet soup, and it was very confusing. You mean I can't go to that doctor? They have to be in this group? What about when I used to just be able to go to my doctor, and I used to have insurance that just paid for the doctor of my choice that I liked? Yeah, what about that? All right, so let's move on to another one. This one from Hardy Hal, listening to us in Washington State. The first time I've sent an email, you've been talking a lot about what the Supreme Court is going to ultimately rule. It's funny you say you don't have a crystal ball. It's so true, because I've heard different things from different people. In fact, if you listen to Rachel Maddow, she certainly slants one way, and if you listen to NPR, they slant another way, kind of in the same direction, if you get my drift. But then if you turn on other shows like Rush Limbaugh, you'd have a completely different take on healthcare. It does say that we have choices in America, not with just what you can listen to and watch, which, by the way, I enjoy your show. It does mean that this healthcare debate is far from over, no matter what the outcome is. Don't you think? Oh, of course, because there's going to be half of the people unhappy and half of the people that are happy. And there's going to be that argument over, like I said, Congress it's going to go right back to the legislative branch, because they're going to have to make a play for whatever happens here. If the individual mandate goes out, the Democrats are going to push, and the Republicans in the other direction will go a different way. I'm sure this isn't the last of the weigh-ins. You, too, can send us a note, snailmailwise at americatonight.net. Or you can simply go to Press 4, take the poll, all or nothing or pieces. What do you say? Let us know.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.